On The Moving Icon, host Chris Vlachonasios explores the world of Eastern Orthodox Christian filmmakers and artists, as well as examines popular films through an Orthodox lens.
A couple of weeks ago, I interviewed the organizers of the first WOL, the Wondrous Orthodox Arts Happening, which occurred in California, USA. The event was a celebration of Orthodox achievement and fellowship in the arts. Today, I have Michael Lujan, one of the organizers and artists, to talk about what happened on the night. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you for inviting me to give a brief recap and present some impressions from that night. First of all, the turnout was fantastic and exceeded our expectations in pretty much every way. Orthodox from across many different jurisdictions and parishes made it out, many of whom, judging by their posts on Facebook leading up to the event, had been looking forward to it for some weeks now. In addition, we had a smattering of some non-Orthodox folks who were present due to the First Thursday Art Walk as well. Now, for those of you who don't know, First Thursday in San Pedro is when the local art galleries all open their doors and it just people wander from gallery to gallery. And so the reason that it was was scheduled at this time was to try to take advantage of some of that foot traffic and to, you know, part of our mission is to provide a witness to the public of the Orthodox Church through its art. So we started the evening off being treated to members of the event's performing musical ensemble, Avalanche Lily, singing the Otche Nasz, or the Lord's Prayer in Church Slavonic. The three who sang it all belonged to the same Serbian parish. And then immediately afterwards, they sang us the Beatitudes. Now, of course, any Orthodox Christian will be familiar with these two hymns, at least as sung in the language of the parish that they belong to. It was really interesting seeing this performed in this context in the gallery, as profoundly beautifully as it was, surrounded by this artwork, all glorifying God. It almost brought tears to my eyes. It was deeply, deeply moving. So on the heels of that, a perfect opening to the event, Father Michael gave about a 10-minute talk on how Orthodox theology relates to the arts, specifically the arts on display that evening. And let me tell you, speaking as one of the artists, it's difficult to imagine a greater honor than having someone called by God to the ministry of the priesthood relate your artwork to the life-giving spring of the theology of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. All things considered, that was pretty amazing, and it was wonderful to experience so many of the nuances of the teachings of our church embodied in so many diverse ways on the walls in front of us by fellow artists called by God to their own form of ministry. So after that, we had about a half-hour break for people to enjoy some refreshments and to spend some time socializing and spend some time communing with the art on the walls. Again, just by way of recap, Father Michael brought his wonderful iconography. Angelica, whose gallery we were blessed to be able to use that evening, showed us her magnificent wall-sized theological abstract paintings. Elaine showed her figurative paintings, which included soulful depictions of Christ, his mother, and the bodiless hosts. And Tatiana showed off her amazing sculpted clay icons and folk art. And I had on display my nature photography, my portraits, and my some of my digital abstract artwork inspired by astronomical and science fiction themes. I have to say, though, that the true stars of the evening were Avalanche Lily, who I mentioned previously, who serenaded us with three sets, each of about 15 or so minutes of music, mixing in covers with their own original songs, and thus totally setting the loving, uplifting, and inspiring atmosphere of the evening. Avalanche Lily is the musical brainchild of Christina Pravica and Jason Rankins, a husband and wife team who, as it happens, also happen to be my godparents by the grace of God. But for this evening, they pulled out all the stops and had, in addition to Christina singing and Jason singing and playing guitar, Jim on drums, Andre on backup vocals, and Constantine on keyboards. The amount of time and effort they put into putting on the performance was obvious, first of all, by the quality of the music they performed. And the chemistry between the members of Avalanche Lily that evening was just as obvious by the contagiousness of their joy at performing and glorifying God. Everyone was attuned to the wonderful sounds that were coming from that end of the gallery, and it totally set the tone for the evening. And again, glorifying God, because after all, that was the point of the whole exercise, to glorify God, to glorify him in the artwork we produced, carefully selected and hung on the walls of the gallery, to glorify him in the fellowship between fellow Orthodox Christians from across jurisdictional boundaries that this art brought together, and to glorify God in the witness we provided to the art-going public at large as believers in his incarnation, his transfiguration, and his resurrection. And before I end this, I'd like to thank all the artists and organizers, everyone who came out to share in the joy, and I'd especially like to thank Christina and Jason and all of Avalanche Lily, whose hard work in no small part was what made the evening a success. So for anyone interested, their music can be found online at soundcloud.com/Avalanche Lily. What they have there are mixes of songs whose final form will eventually be released on their forthcoming first album, due out sometime this year. They can also be found on Facebook by doing a search for Avalanche Lily. Again, remember, Lily is spelled L-I-L-Y, not L-I-L-L-Y, because there's another band on there that misspelled Lily with two L's before the Y. And last, we've started a Facebook page for Woe, which can be found at facebook.com/WondrousOrthodoxArtsHappening. So please go there, like us, and be kept in the loop as to developments for the next Woe, which is at this point tentatively scheduled for the Paschal season of 2016, in order to take advantage of the season of resurrection, which we feel would be appropriate for the artwork. So again, Chris, thank you very much for all your help in promoting us and the interest that you took. For those who don't know, for your listeners, we Skyped in Chris for part of the evening, so he was able to witness it from across from the other side of the globe, which was a pretty wondrous thing in and of itself. So again, we appreciate the interest. We appreciate the interest of all of your listeners, and we're looking out for next year. Please pray for us for a successful Woe Part 2. Thank you and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michael. It was a truly surreal experience to be present in spirit/Skype. Hopefully I could be there in person next time. To stay up to date or to find out how you could be involved, like the Wondrous Orthodox Arts Happening Facebook page, which you'll find in the links at the bottom of this podcast. If you want to learn more about Orthodoxy, media, and the arts, visit the OFA blog at orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlachonasios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.